right, right back here on WTAM E1100. A little bit of a dreary day. Not bad, though.
Little.
It could be worse.
Could be snowing. Could be 20 degrees.
It could be a bomb cyclone.
Those happen. I've seen it.
Have you heard about the bomb cyclone?
I've heard about a bomb cyclone.
We'll let Carmen explain about the bomb cyclone that's going on right now.
Well, we are having an atmospheric, they're calling it an atmospheric river in various parts of the country, including the far west. Yes, massive floodings, rains. It's
would
horrible.
Would this be climate change?
Yes, people would say that. I would say yes, but I don't think it's climate change due to anything that man puts in the atmosphere.
Or would this be Mother Nature?
This would be Mother Nature that happens all the time, yes.
Do you think Mother Nature is offended when they talk about climate change?
Sure. She's not getting her just due.
And do you think we'll have to call her from now on Person Nature?
I was going to say Mother Nature is very offensive.
Yeah, it's highly offensive, yes.
So basically all on the West Coast, California is getting ripped.
Yes.
The Seattle area is getting ripped, okay? It's a bomb cyclone that's taking place right now. Flooding, mudslides. I don't know if you saw any photos of the mudslides that have closed roads and freeways and everything in California. Power outages, trees down. It's a bomb cyclone that's taking place right now. Okay, so I've been on planet Earth. What am I? I'm going to be celebrating my 51st birthday in about a month.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
So I've been on planet Earth over a half a century.
Yes, you have.
I've never heard of a bomb cyclone.
Neither have I. It's a first.
Why are we hearing of things now, it seems like, for the first time ever?
Look,
I mean, just a couple of days ago, a deer jumped through my friend's front window and destroyed his whole living room and dining room. I've never heard of that in my life. We're talking about a bomb cyclone.
Well, I think that, you know, they're trying to make everything worse than it actually is. I mean, this is just stuff that happens all the time, but they need a new name for it.
Yeah. What is a bomb cyclone? It's a river of atmosphere?
That's one way they described it on ABC News last night, an atmospheric river. But let me look up the official title or definition of a bomb cyclone. I have never heard of it until Friday morning.
And then a bomb cyclone has caused a ton of mudslides.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the pictures. It's crazy.
On the West Coast, yeah, you'll see roads closed, you'll see freeways closed, you'll see everything. A ton of power outages, a ton of trees down. I don't know, maybe there's somebody out there that could text in to 21095, brought to you by Absolute Roofing, and explain a bomb cyclone to us. Or they can call us, 216-578-1100, if they so. But you got to be a weather expert. That's the other thing. Is there such a thing as a weather expert?
No. Nope. Because that would mean they'd be 100% accurate.
Or is this just God sending California another message?
I think it's the latter.
But wouldn't a bomb cyclone be good in that area because they had wildfires and stuff? Maybe, you know, it's a good thing.
They're trading the wildfires for massive mudslides, Seth.
Well, the fires are out.
the fires are out, but the earth is moving.
They also had droughts in that area.
So, see, the rain could be helping.
So it's Mother Nature correcting herself, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Although it's very unfortunate, I think some people have died. So I'm not making light of the situation.
I mean, two people just driving down the street, and the bomb cyclone hits, tips over a tree, and it crushes them in their car. Sad.
Yeah, and if you take a look at some of those photos of the mudslide and rock slides that have just destroyed roads and closed them, if you were driving by at that time,
you got no shot.
You'd have a real headache.
Yeah, you got no. Well, unfortunately, yeah, you'd have no shot.
A bomb cyclone forms when air pressure rapidly drops as the storm explosively strengthens. The phenomenon was pulling deep tropical moisture from the Pacific, creating an atmospheric river.
Okay, I've heard of tornadoes. I'd heard of hurricanes, earthquakes, all the mudslides, how come I have never just not paid attention? How come I've never in my lifetime heard of a bomb cyclone until now?
I have no idea. Yeah. I don't think it's a case of you not paying attention. I don't think I've never heard of it. I never heard of an atmospheric river. Seth hasn't.
One meteorologist described the atmospheric river as a fire hose of moisture in the sky, capable of unleashing intense rain and mountain snow.
Well, that's what's going on the West Coast. Has anybody looked at the 7 day? Is the bomb cyclone headed this way? Because usually weather moves from west to east.
I know it's supposed to rain today. I'm looking at the 7 day right now. We're looking at rain on Tuesday, rain on Thursday, rain on Friday, rain on Saturday.
Any bomb cyclones?
I'm not aware of any bomb cyclones. Wednesday looks okay.
Where's the bomb cyclone headed?
Good question. I can look that up. Man,
east. All you got to say is east.
Well, east, but you don't
play
know.
Along. I mean, it's not hard.
It could be going somewhere else. You don't know.
No, it's headed to east. The most of our weather goes from the west to the east. Most of it now. I mean, you know, there's some exceptions, but most of it. So, I think the central part of the United States and the northern part of Texas is going to get hit with this. Next, so
I'm looking at a radar. There's a big bunch of rain there. That must be the bomb cyclone that I'm looking at, and it is currently heading east. East,
yes.
East is the way it's going.
So you would think, as it makes its way east, though, Triv, and I'm not a meteorologist, never played one, but it would lose strength as it makes its way across the country.
Why don't we do that on the air, be meteorologists one day?
Well, we're trying to be right now, and we're failing. Well,
let's be the Farmer's Almanac and make weather predictions, you know?
Sure, sure.
I'll bet you right now the Farmer's Almanac is written by some kid in his mother's basement that has plenty of free time.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Yes, hold on, guys. Let's get traffic in. Here's Olivia. All right, right back here on WTAME 1100 after a little break there as we were talking about bomb cyclones, and they have absolutely destroyed the western part, some areas of the western part of the United States, including Seattle, California, and stuff like that. With all the, I mean, if you had an option, well, I mean, I guess we all have options of moving, but why would you want to live in California? I think about that all the time. First of all, it's absolutely packed with illegals. The streets of major cities are lined with homeless people. They call them tent cities in some area. They have mudslides. They get hurricanes. They get tornadoes. They get forest fires. They get droughts. We hardly get any of that type of weather here. I mean, with all that, and the high taxation, like I said, why would you want to live in California? I understand that the weather's pretty decent, but another reason you would want to be there?
It's not tempting at all. I'm not packing my bags and heading west.
So do you believe the articles that are being written that tons of people are leaving the state of California, moving to other states? Do
yes.
you believe those articles?
Yes, people are moving to Arizona and Nevada in large numbers. I believe those.
Yeah, but it's very unfortunate because I don't want those people coming to our area.
Well, those might be the, you know, the scant few of the sane people that are sick of that state and everything that surrounds it.
Well, you know, they do say, and I read it on the internet, so it has to be true, there's way more Republicans in California than you would think.
All right,
they have to still be outnumbered, though.
Yeah, I think they're.
Oh, they're definitely outnumbered. But you know, we look at California as just all Democrats. There's a huge population of Republicans in California. Is my point there? Of course, they're outnumbered. Look at the way the voting goes every year. That's a given. But there is a lot of Republicans, and the problem is that they say that most Republicans, which isn't bad if they move to other areas because they surely can't influence the votes in California, are getting the hell out of there.
I think that's the case, 100%.
I mean, I'll give you an example. I just read another article on the internet, so it has to be true, about the San Francisco area. I don't know if you saw this or not, but families don't feel safe. So you know what they're doing? Now, this is the United States in the year 2021. We want to defund the police even more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Families in San Francisco don't feel safe, so they're hiring private security.
What a dang shame. Are you kidding me? Taxpayer.
No.
It's unbelievable. I mean, these are taxpayers, and they've got to go out of pocket to make sure that their homes and property are safe and their children. That's a joke.
And not that they have to go out of their way. Of course, they have to go out of their way, but they're paying, like you said, astronomical amount of taxes in California. And they still don't feel safe.
And you said that was in the San Francisco area.
And the cost of living. San Francisco families was the article. Yeah, feel safe.
That's a crazy town, though. I mean, that's where people are shutting down Walgreens because people are just going and stealing everything. There's nothing good about that town. They're pooping everywhere, and it's just awful.
Yeah, the tent cities. You can't walk through downtown San Francisco without having to step over, feces. It's an absolute joke. And the needles that are strewn all over the place. Triv, you talked about the tent cities. It's disgusting. And whose district is that?
Well, probably Nancy Pelosi's.
I believe so, yes.
So, going back to my original question that I asked before traffic, again, other than weather, why and would anybody want to live in California?
Disneyland?
No idea.
But Disney World is better, I think, than Disneyland.
That's not enticing me.
So
I'm not heading out there because of that. I have no desire to go out there. We live, really, when you think about it, Drew, regarding weather, cost of living, we live probably in the best location in the country. I mean, we don't get hurricanes.
But see, it wasn't like this 20 years ago. My dad used to live out in California, and I visited him, and we went to San Francisco, and it was a very nice town when I went. But again, that was, maybe even 30 years ago now. But it was actually pretty nice, and you didn't notice the crap that's going on now. Literally, crap that's going on now.
Yes.
So it's changed a lot.
I brought that up to a friend of mine. It's ironic you bring that up. And you know what his answer was? Just wasn't publicized back then.
Maybe not.
It's been like that forever. It just didn't get the publicity it gets now.
And maybe when I was a kid, I didn't notice that kind of thing going on.
Oh, yeah, you're oblivious. I mean, if you're 15 years old, you're not really looking around.
Where did he live in California?
He lived in, I think it was like Walnut Creek or something like that. It was just outside of San Francisco.
Marin County, I believe that is.
And he lived on a golf course. It was a nice area.
L.A., San Diego, San Francisco. What part of California?
It was near San Francisco.
Near San Francisco.
Yeah. And it was nice. Again, but then he also lived in Fresno for a while. And Fresno is not exactly the greatest of areas. He's all right.
Well, it's really a shame when you see major cities being destroyed with homeless people, tents on the sidewalk.
It's awful.
Poop and pee everywhere. I mean, and then we just do absolutely nothing about that. I have a hard time understanding that. Do you know, somebody once told me it's their right to live on the sidewalks and stuff like that?
In a tent on the side?
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that?
Because it's public property and they're part of the public. I don't know. He got into legal detail. But I said, wouldn't you have to be a taxpayer?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, if it's my right, it's because I'm a law-abiding taxpaying citizen.
And I don't think homeless people are taxpayers, are they?
No. No. Very few, maybe one out of 1 million.
Yeah, I don't get a 1099 or something like that.
Yeah.
Do a little side work. Or maybe they just stand on the highways.
Can you imagine being homeless? Did you ever stop and put some time into it and think about being homeless?
It's scary.
It's a terrifying thought. And
scary.
The sad part is that there are people out there beyond their control.
Yes.
That are homeless, and I feel terrible for them, whether it's medical or whether it's just an unforeseen circumstance. But there's plenty of people out there that are just doing it because that's the way they want to live, apparently.
Do you know what they of course, I read this on the internet, so it has to be true. Do you know what the biggest cause of homelessness is?
People
would think right away financial problems, stuff like that, right? It's mental problems.
Sure. Or drug issues. Unable to keep a job.
Mental problems.
All right.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, you know, if you're that messed up, you can't work, and you had nobody around you to help you. Yeah.
One thing that really bothers me is the number of homeless United States veterans we have in this country, Triv. That should never happen. And I believe it was you just a couple years ago. Weren't you the one that said any service member that completes active duty should get $1 million upon his or her discharge? Did you say
combat?
Combat, okay. All right, combat.
Combat, yeah. They should be taken care of for the rest of their life, because what are they doing? They're putting their life on the line to take care of us.
Indeed they are. Indeed they are.
So, I mean, you know, I definitely would. You know, I'm not sure. I mean, I've heard that a million times in my life, that a big percentage of the homeless are veterans. Do you believe that?
Unfortunately.
Or do you think it's a talking point?
I would say.
I mean, I'm sure there are some veterans that are homeless. I get that. But that goes back to my original statement. You know what causes that a lot of times is mental problems.
Mental problems.
And it's real easy to get mental problems when you serve, especially in combat.
Sure. I'd say, and look, I don't have a clear number, but I'd estimate maybe 20% of veterans.
All right, according to this article, since early 2021, California's 11,401 veterans accounted for 31% of all veterans experience homelessness in the U.S.
Okay, so higher than my estimate. That's
read that again.
California's 11,000 veterans accounted for 31% of all veterans experiencing homelessness in the U.S.
Not 31% of homeless people, 31% of veterans, right?
Correct.
It doesn't say what percentage of the homeless are veterans, though.
Homelessness grew by 2%. No.
I know. It's really sad. It really is. And I don't know what you do, but I do know that if you do the research on this, of course, I don't know how you do research anymore in this country, but if you do the research, you will find that homelessness is the majority is caused by mental problems.
Veterans account for 11% of homeless adults in the U.S.
Yeah, 11%. Yeah. So 89% of homeless people are not veterans.
Not veterans.
Where they make it sound, but you know how that was my point. You know how they make it sound like
tons of veterans.
Everybody that's homeless is a veteran, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And here we find out it's 11%. You read it on the internet, so it has to be true.
That is correct.
All right, we'll be back. Yeah, we got to go. We'll be back after the news. Hey, by the way, too, Bernie Kosar will join us after the 6:30 news. So, right after the 6:30 news, Bernie Kosar will join us.
Station.
All right, on the phone line with us right now, number 19, Bernie Kosar. And I don't know why I thought of this, but number 19, Bernie Kosar. It's amazing how much 19 is referred to because of you, Bernie. I'd like to do a contest one day. What do you think the most famous Cleveland Brown number is? I would say it's either 19 or 32. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I'm absolutely honored to be with you and to be in that discussion with the great Jim Brown. So I appreciate that 19 and 32 could be part of that discussion. But Jim Brown, the greatest running back of all time. I'm honored to be paying my respects every game when I see him.
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of cool, and it just shows you the popularity and the success you had here in Cleveland. You can refer to you as number 19, and people know who in the hell you're talking about just by a number. That says it all right there, you know?
Well, I absolutely am honored and humbled at that being the case, and you acknowledging that, and for our listeners out there, and maybe we should, instead of having the John Rich concert on November 10th, we should have been doing that on the 19th then, to really keep it.
Good point.
Not a bad idea. Yeah, and speaking of that, John Rich will be performing at the Lorraine Palace November 10th. And you can get tickets by contacting the Lorraine Palace. Just go to LorrainePalace.com. John Rich, part of Big and Rich, great country singer, will be there. Travis Mills will be there. And number 19, Mr. Bernie Kosar, will be there that night in Lorraine. Are you ready for that, Bernie?
Yeah, I am more than ready for that. And for John Rich to be coming into town, and for the people at the Lorraine Palace Theater to be helping us with this event, with Dave Mortosh and yourself, Trib, for our listeners out there to see what the proceeds go towards, what the Travis Mills Foundation, what Travis Mills stands for, the emotion, the love that people like that have for our country, have for each other, for myself to be part of a program like this, part of helping veterans like Travis Mills and his foundation. I'm just so honored to be a part of this, and I really challenge all of our listeners to come out to the Lorraine Palace Theater November 10th and check us out and see what the Travis Mills Foundation is really all about.
Yeah, they can go to TravisMillsFoundation.org and see it for themselves and see where their money is going when they donate to the Travis Mills Foundation. It is an unbelievable retreat that he started up there in Maine to help other soldiers that have gone through the losing their limbs and arms and stuff like the things that he went through, and their families. They get a week's vacation free. That retreat, Bernie, is just magnificent. It really is.
Yeah, for the veterans that have had such a sad, unfortunate injuries while serving and protecting our country, for them and their families, the issues that they're going through on a daily part of their life, just to survive and cope with this real tragic situation that's occurred with them from a health perspective. What Travis does and what his foundation does up in Maine to not only treat the veterans, but help the families and teach them a better way of life in a kind of a happier environment with people that are kind of going through the same tragic situation. It really puts things in perspective, at least for myself, about how lucky and blessed we all are, and that week that they're able to come and get away, enjoy themselves, and learn kind of life skills for the situation that they have to deal with. I'm just honored to be able to maybe pass this forward and be able to help in a small way.
Yeah, don't forget November 10th at the Lorraine Palace in Lorraine. John Rich will be performing, country singer John Rich. Bernie Kosar will be there. Travis Mills himself will be there. And like Bernie said, all brought to you by Mr. Mortosh, raising money for the Travis Mills Foundation. For people that don't know, Travis was a soldier in the U.S. Army, got deployed to Afghanistan, and an IED blew off both his arms and legs, and now he's opened up a retreat. This money does not go to Travis. It goes to help other soldiers. So don't forget, November 10th at the Lorraine Palace. Not only will John Rich be there, but Travis himself will be there, and Bernie Kosar will be there. There'll be meet and greets. You can just go to LorrainePalace.com to get the tickets. That's LorrainePalace.com for November 10th. Bernie, I'm so glad you're part of this, because a lot of people enjoy meeting you, and this is a great foundation and a great cause.
Yeah, and for us to, you know, through this COVID virus, the last almost 2 years now, and some of the maybe extreme views that have been settling within our country and within people, for a situation like this where we could all come together as a community, as musicians, as athletes, as philanthropic people, it's just Americans, to come together and support people who have been dealt a really tough physical situation personally, and for their families to be able to help veterans, combat veterans, like Travis Mills. Also have, you know, Matt Sojak's parents are coming out. Unfortunately, he was one of the Navy corpsmen at the Kabul airport. There's so many people that have been dealt such a tough situation and families, and now if there's ever a time for us as a community, us as a Northeastern Ohio, as a country, to really bond together and show compassion, care, love, and healing, I can't think of a better situation to be a part of. And I'm so honored and humbled to be there.
Just go to the LorrainePalace.com for tickets. November 10th, LorrainePalace.com.
Hey, Bern, it's Seth. Are you going to be, like, speaking? I mean, what is your role going to be that night?
Well, Seth, for the listeners out there, I have less than zero musical and dancing ability. So, please, I have been punished on stage before and asked to sing. That led the patrons to make a mad dash for the exit. So, hopefully I will not have to embarrass myself with that type of poor performance. And we'll leave that to John Rich and the real professionals. But really, for a night like this, is to have fun, to come out, to embrace people, to meet the fans that are coming out there, and to raise money and awareness. So whatever we could do that night to make it a positive night for the foundation, and for people, and for some of the veterans that will be able to benefit from this type of situation with the Travis Mills Foundation.
Bern, it's Carm. One thing I'll never forget, we had the raffle in our auditorium a couple of years ago for the Travis Mills Foundation, and you so graciously showed up and you took part. And whenever you walk into a room, obviously the attention is thrown your way. When you walked into the room and you saw Travis, that attention by you, myself, certainly Seth and Triv, was thrown back Travis's way and Travis's buddy Chris's way, who also lost a limb in the line of action. And without those guys, as you know, Bernie, we have nothing here as a country. And for you and everybody that showed up that day to show their appreciation and love for our troops, especially our military wounded, was something special.
Wow, what a great memory there, Carmen. And to what Triv, Carmen, Seth, Ray, you guys do, Dave Mortos, bringing awareness to ourselves, to myself, to the listeners, of people like Travis Mills, of the Travis Mills Foundation, of Chris Miller, who's phenomenal. Let's give a shout out. He's a loyal Triv listener in Northeastern Ohio, with his awesome service dog, Zulu. And that day, you're so right, when he came in, the energy, attention, the positiveness of what we're able to accomplish when you came into a room that day to raise money for people that are defending our countries. And here they are with injuries. Like, I've had 35 surgeries, 70-some broken bones. I that pales in comparison to what these men, these young boys, when this happened to them, what they've gone through. And for them not to complain, they're such happy, positive influences on myself and people around them. Yet you see some of the things physically they have to deal with on a daily part of their life, and they're picking us up. They're giving us positive energy. They're not complaining. What an awesome life lesson that day showed me, and it's partly planted the seed that's still resonating within me that wants me to be part of more situations and bring more awareness and bring more help, like we're going to do on November 10th.
And the great thing about the Travis Mills Foundation is, like we've said, the money does not go to Travis Mills. It goes to his foundation to help other soldiers who have gone through similar stuff and their families. So it's a really great cause, Bernie. It truly is.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, myself, John Rich, the foundation. We're not making anything. I'm not making anything with this. This is truly from the genuine part of wanting to give back and pass it forward to people that have been dealt a tough hand, yet they don't complain. And they're passing it forward, helping others with such passion and that, again, I'm repeating myself. I'm just honored and humbled to play a small part in helping like these men are doing.
Yeah, and if you go November 10th to the Lorraine Palace, like I said, John Rich will be there performing, part of Big and Rich. Travis Mills himself will be there. Bernie will be there. And I heard through the grapevine that Bernie might even bring a football and throw you some passes if you come to the event that night.
Yeah, I'll absolutely loosen up my arm. And actually, to Seth's point, Seth asked what I'm going to do that night. Maybe that's what we actually should get started, because that may get me off the hook from having to sing and really embarrass myself, because I could still carve out a little bit of a spiral. So I love your idea, Trev.
Just go to the LorrainePalace.com. That's the LorrainePalace.com if you want to get those tickets.
Earth to God.
God.